I have some sympathies with Zizek's approach, but I have some concerns also. I think the strength of Zizek's account is to separate the problem of nature from its ontotheological account in the history of Christian metaphysics at its worst, which is, as Zizek correctly identifies, the deep trust in, need for, want, belief in some enormous big other. You know, so some being out there called God that somehow makes everything okay and directs everything and renders providence even in the fall of a sparrow, this kind of approach. And that there would be nothing like this whatsoever, I think Zizek rightly identifies as one of the great cultural and spiritual neuroses of our time. But to insist that there is something deeply religious, artistic, scientific, and philosophical in their non-conflation and non-separation is not to confuse religion with ontotheology. I think that's the key point. I think going forward in another direction, a non-ontotheological direction, in a ontologist for a new earth direction, which would see all these things as participating, each in their own way, in a renewed sense of nature, has nothing to do with believing that there's some being out there that we miraculously miracle up at the last minute in order to make this kind of crisis go away. I think part of the crisis of nature is that we need to rethink what's at stake in religion, what's possible in philosophy, catch up philosophically with science. I think science is far ahead of the philosophy of science. It's very interesting in all these respects that I've mentioned. And also catch up with art, you know, which I don't think has a self-understanding of its activity in the way that I've mentioned and discussed. But I think it's, at its best, something philosophically underappreciated in terms of what it's been able to accomplish. So I think really what behooves us philosophically is to try to think the non-conflationary, non-reductive, but non-separation of all of these disciplines in a way that doesn't fall into the trap of ontotheology and is not in any way in some denial about the loss of some grand big other, which then, you know, puts us in two very untenable and unhealthy positions. Either we hold on to it self-destructively, you know, waiting to be raptured or waiting for some miracle to make all this go away, or we go back to a sense of nature in which nature is utterly defeated, utterly deflated, which I think is at the Anthropocene at its worst.